At last, sometime after 1 o'clock, a white smock billowed off the trolley and whipped into the garage. A few minutes later, the oddball vendor wheeled his wagon out onto the sidewalk. He was still wearing the earring, scarf, and cutlass, George noticed. If he put them on in the garage, they must be part of his sales gimmick. You could tell by the way that he talked, though, that he had gone to school a long time. That was probably what was wrong with him. George had been wise enough to get out of school as soon as possible. He didn't want to end up like that guy. George watched him push the wagon a few feet down the block, stop, and tape a piece of tablet paper to the front of his wagon. George would use psychology on him. He'd play up to the vendor's education. That and the money should make him rent out his bun compartment. Then an old man stuck his head out of the garage, ran up behind the vendor, and struck him across the back with a long fork.
"Get moving, you ape!"
the old man shouted.
"You're already late. It's already afternoon. Today you're gonna bring in a profit or else."
The vendor said something coolly and quietly. George couldn't understand it, but it lasted a long time.
"I don't care if your mother takes dope," the old man answered. "I don't want to hear no more bullshit about that automobile accident and your dreams and your goddamn girlfriend. Now get out of here, you big baboon. I want $5 minimum from you today."
With a push from the old man, the vendor rolled to the corner and disappeared onto St. Charles. After the old man returned to the garage, George slouched off in pursuit of the wagon. Unaware that he was being trailed, Ignatius pushed his cart against the traffic down St. Charles toward the quarter. He had stayed up so late the night before, working on his lecture for the kickoff rally, that he hadn't been able to move from his yellowed sheets until almost noon. And then it had only been his mother's violent pounding and screaming that had awakened him. Now that he was out on the streets, he had a problem. Today, the sophisticated comedy was opening at the RKO Orpheum. He had been able to bleed 10 cents out of his mother for carfare home, although she had even begrudged him that. Somehow, he had to sell 5 or 6 hot dogs quickly, park the wagon somewhere, and get to that theater so that his disbelieving eyes could drink in every blasphemous technicolored moment. Lost in speculation about means for raising the money, Ignatius did not notice that for quite some time his cart had been traveling in a straight and unswerving line. When he attempted to pull closer to the curb, the cart would not incline to the right at all. Stopping, he saw that one of the bicycle tires had lodged in the groove of a streetcar track. He tried to bump the cart out of the groove. It was too heavy to be easily bounced. He bent and tried to lift the cart on one side. As he slipped his hands beneath the big tin bun, he heard through the light mist the grinding of an approaching streetcar. The hard little bumps appeared on his hands, and his valve, after wavering for a moment of frantic decision, slammed closed. Wildly, Ignatius pulled upward on the tin bun. The bicycle tire shot up out of the tracks, rose upward, balanced for a second in the air, and then became horizontal as the cart turned over loudly on its other side. One of the little lids in the tin bun opened and deposited a few steaming hot dogs on the street.
"Oh my God!"
Ignatius mumbled to himself, watching the silhouette of the streetcar forming a half block away.
"What vicious trick is Fortuna playing on me now?"